All right, welcome back into the Danny Parkin Show, CBS Sports Radio, Sirius 206, and the radio.com app. Thrilled to talk to this guy. Always love reading him with college sports, but he's a national columnist for USA Today, and he was at the Colin Kaepernick workout on Saturday, and he's kind enough to give us a few minutes. Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Dan, thanks for the time. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really well, and I've got 100 things I could ask you, but we'll start simple. What was Saturday like?
It was strange. I got up to the Falcons facility in the early afternoon, anticipating there would be maybe a little bit of a scene there. And there was, in a sense. I mean, you had like three anti-Kaepernick protesters on the right side of the gate that enters the facility. And then on the left, you had maybe 20 people. The crowd was growing a little bit as it got closer to the time of the workout. And, of course, ultimately, it didn't really mean anything. Word started to circulate maybe about 30 minutes before it was supposed to begin that Colin Kaepernick was not coming. And that, so everyone saw the tweet from Adam Schefter. He was the first who had the statement from Kaepernick and his representatives. And, of course, if you know Atlanta, the Falcons training facility is way out in a northeast suburb called Flowery Branch, which is, you know, it's kind of halfway to South Carolina. And they decided to do this workout at a high school that's south of the Atlanta airport. So it's like a 60-mile drive. And so you saw all these reporters jumping in cars to try to hustle down to the whole other end of the metropolitan area. And got there, and it was very clear that this was not sort of a last-minute thing. This had been very well planned, and that there was security and equipment and all the stuff that you would need. It did not suggest this was thrown together at the last second. So then he does the workout. Fans are on the perimeter. They come by the hundreds, and it was sort of this very, you know, triumphant vibe there, and yet, in terms of the NFL factor, there were only a few teams that came to the second workout. It was, I don't think it helped Colin Kaepernick in any way to actually get a job in the NFL. And he made this statement that was very powerful. But again, what does it all lead to? And I think that's sort of that's a long way of telling the story of Saturday, but it was just odd, the whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to even happen when I was doing my radio show on Friday, because I was just expecting some curveball, and then we got one, but it didn't end up canceling the entire thing. Just from a football standpoint, Schefter also gets the report from an NFL evaluator that he had elite arm talent. I know it's not just about football, but do you believe purely as a football player he proved that he's still good enough to have a roster spot?
Oh, who knows? I mean, what are we supposed to really gain from what happened there? I mean, look, he threw the ball fine, I guess. I mean, there were some throws that were, to the layman eye, that were good, and some that were not so good. But, you know, those kind of workouts, like I don't sit there and watch quarterbacks doing those kind of workouts every day, and I don't think most people do. What is it supposed to look like? You know, he's throwing to receivers, no pads, no defense. Most of the passes were completed. A lot of them had some good zip on the ball. But, I mean, is that really going to tell us anything about how he was? Just going based on his past history, like, yeah, he's an NFL quarterback. Is he an NFL star quarterback? Probably not. Could he play? Sure. But, I mean, this goes back to the conversation that we've been having for 3 years, which is teams would just rather sign somebody else who is not going to be who's not going to command all the gravity in the locker room if it's just going to be to play backup quarterback. And so it's just round and round we go with this thing.
Dan Wolkin, national columnist for USA Today, was at the Colin Kaepernick workout in Atlanta. Did you think that in any way the relative small number of people who showed up both in praise of Kaepernick and to protest him, you mentioned it was only three people that were anti-Cap at the original site of the workout. Do you think in any way that shows the NFL, like, hey, like, people aren't maybe as mad about this as you think they are?
I wouldn't go based on that. I mean, again, like I said, the Falcons training facility is a good distance from this central part of Atlanta. So, I don't know that too many people were going that far out of the way on a nice college football Saturday in the South where you had Georgia playing Auburn in the afternoon. Like, I think most people have better things to do, frankly. But look, it's at this point, like, I don't even know if it's about the kneeling. I think everyone's dug in on one side or the other, how they feel about it. But there's definitely going to be a lot of people who just are never going to accept anything Colin Kaepernick does or says because they have their own reasons, some which I'm sure are purely ideological and some which are racist. I mean, if we're just going to be honest about it. But regardless of all that, like, I don't even think it's about that anymore. It's just, okay, this is a guy who, you know, he's a quarterback who could play in the NFL, but he's not necessarily a big-time star. And so what does that mean? And do people want to go through the trouble of just the whole thing, the whole circus? And, you know, if there was anything that was proven Saturday, it's that it is going to be a circus if somebody does bring him into their locker room.
Do you believe, based on what we now know about the waiver that the NFL wanted him to sign, like, do we have a good read on why the NFL did this? Because I still don't exactly understand their motivation for throwing this thing together.
Yeah, look, if you look at the whole situation and say, okay, why did this workout happen? And his agent, Jeff Nally, said the last couple of years there have been no teams who have called or wanted to work him out or have shown any real interest at all. So who requested that this workout happen? Why did the NFL put it together? Why under these circumstances and conditions? Why on that particular day? And why with this waiver? And, you know, if you're coming from the standpoint of Colin Kaepernick, if you are to believe, I don't think it's all that outlandish to think maybe, you know, the NBA did this the NFL did this to try to kind of put everything to bed once and for all, to get him to sign this waiver, to waive litigation that would release the NFL from all future potential legal issues involving Colin Kaepernick. I mean, that's as good an explanation as any, but, you know, who knows ultimately?
Yeah, it seemed odd all around, and the distrust that both sides clearly have for each other. Like, I felt like you could come away skeptical, obviously, from the NFL's intentions, but then from Kaepernick, I comped him to Obi-Wan Kenobi earlier in the show, like, strike me down and I will come back more powerful than you could ever imagine. He is more powerful not playing football. If you want to use the word martyr, that's fine, but he came out of this to me seeming more powerful by way of calling out the NFL in that defiant tone after that workout.
Yeah, I mean, I've said that for a while. You know, I think there's no doubt that his star, his brand, whenever he gets on a big public stage, only gets enhanced when he's publicly that visible. But, you know, it seems to bring him further and further away from actually playing in the NFL. So those two things are cross purposes. What is it going to be? What is his ultimate destiny? I think at this point, and I think it's been the same for the last year or two, it's pretty clear his destiny is to be a celebrity, to be a social justice activist, and to use the power he has across, you know, all those outlets as a cultural icon to affect change. It's not necessarily that to be an NFL quarterback. That's sort of it's almost like that's a side gig, even though, you know, kind of pursuing that as his main goal is what's made him more influential as the other. So it's a strange dynamic. It's something we haven't really seen before, and I think it only, you know, I think it only that disparity only grew on Saturday.
Do you believe that Colin Kaepernick wants to play?
Yeah, I mean, look, I take him at his word that he wants to play. But But how far is he willing to go, or what is he willing to do in order to make that happen, or in order to put aside the concerns and the issues teams might have? You know, I think that's really where the rubber meets the road in this thing.
Yeah, because at this point, there's no way to assume that he will play, right? I mean, the odds seem astronomically stacked against him from ever playing again.
Yeah, I don't think the odds were very good going into yesterday, and I don't think they're any better now. In fact, they're probably worse. Look, I understand all the concerns and the mistrust that he has at this point, and I think that's altogether fair. But, you know, I do think there is also a case to be made that, you know, if you're going to be in the NFL and take a job with a team, that there's got to be some give in what you demand. Because, again, it's a supply and demand issue. There's a bunch of guys out there who can, you know, go play backup quarterback in the NFL. And teams have made the determination that there are people who are equally effective and less trouble in certain ways. So that's just kind of the determination that's been made. If Kaepernick wants to try to change that dynamic, it does not seem like he's willing to do it at this point.
Dan Wolkin, national columnist for USA Today, was at the Colin Kaepernick workout. Dan, thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks.